But for example, PRFD's urgent care today's date is 01/08/2022. Dictation is for Stephen Castillo. Castillo spells C-A-S-T-I-L-L-O. Stephen spells S-T-E-V-E-N. Date of birth is 07/20/1961. This is a 60-year-old gentleman here for a follow-up period. Next paragraph. Patient stated that recently he was seen for a routine visit and had labs drawn and is here to review the results of those labs. You say he was seen on 10/28/2021. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient complains of bilateral flank pain. He said he has a funny feeling pain that he gets when he, if he does excessive work, he will, pain will increase and it's more on the right across the flank and then it moves towards the front of, to the epigastric region. Said he cannot describe the pain, but it's very uncomfortable sometimes, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert-oriented. In no acute distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 95% at room air. Blood pressure is 134/83, pulse 96, respiration 18, temperature 98.0, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, poor respiratory effort, no coughing, no paradoxical motion, no use of accessory muscles, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. No peripheral edema or stenosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen is distended, secondary to obesity. He has diffuse tenderness across the upper portion of his abdomen. Next paragraph. Skin abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules. Correction. Skin has a silvery grayish macular lesion on his left elbow and the anterior surface of his right lower extremity. No fissures, no bleeding, no discharge, no tender to palpation, period. He says sometimes lesion itches, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort with range of motion, bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2/10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is vitamin D deficiency, number 2 pneumonia, number 3 rash, number 4 insomnia, number 5 low T, number 6 BPH with increased PSA. Next paragraph, a review of patient labs revealed the following abnormalities. 1, testosterone 26.4 low. Next line, triglycerides 164 high. Next line, ALT and AST and ALT are elevated at 79 and 24 respectively. Next paragraph. A CT scan was done of patient's bilateral flanks. CT scan was done without contrast because I was considering stones. However, the results of a CT scan was read by a radiologist and is as follows. Gallbladder unremarkable. appendix, no secondary finding for appendicitis. Next line, no urinary tract alkali or hydronephrosis as seen in obstructing stone. None was present. Next paragraph, next line. There is a subpleural alveolar opacity in the right lower lobe. This finding is non-specific, however, it could be due to dependent atelectasis, although with an inflammatory or infectious process could have the same appearance. Patient will be treated for pneumonia. Then he's going to follow up after, and we're going to re-image him and see if there's any improvement. He was sent home with the following medication: Ambien, 10 milligrams. He will take 1 POQHS, vitamin D, 3. 50,000 units. He will take 1 PO a week for 90 days. Number 13. The following medication was given to address his findings on CT scan today: Zitromax, 250 milligrams, 2 PO now, then 1 PO daily until it's gone. Total of 6 pills. Prednisone, 10 milligrams. You take 1 PO in the morning for 10 days. Number 10. Next medication, triamcinolone, 0.1% cream. You will apply this cream twice daily for 30 days. He was given the opportunities to ask questions. He said he has none. Again, he was reassured about his conditions and the importance of medication compliance. He says, you understand, I will comply. End of dictation.